Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Merciful Death by Kendra Elliott, performed by Terry Schnaubelt. For my mother, who taught me how to can applesauce and pickles. For my father, who taught me how to chop wood and stack it perfectly. 1. Mercy Kilpatrick wondered whom she'd ticked off at the Portland FBI office. She stepped out of the car and walked past the two Deschutes County Sheriff SUVs to study the property around the lonely home in the wooded east side foothills of the Cascade Mountains. Rain plunked on Mercy's hood, and her breath hung in the air. She tucked the ends of her long, dark curls inside her coat, noting the large amount of debris in the home's yard. What would appear to be a series of overgrown hedges and casual piles of junk to anyone else, she immediately identified as a carefully planned funneling system. "What a mess," said Special Agent Eddie Peterson, who'd been temporarily assigned with her. "Looks like a hoarder lives here." "Not a mess." She gestured at the thorny hedge and a huge rusted pile of scrap metal. "What direction do these items make you want to go?"
"Not that way," stated Eddie.
Exactly. The owner deliberately piled all his crap to guide visitors to that open area in front of the house, stopping them from wandering around to the sides and the back. "Now look up." She pointed at a boarded-up window on the second story with a narrow opening cut into its center. "His junk positions strangers right where he can see them." Eddie nodded, surprise crossing his face. Ned Fahey's home had been hard to find. The dirt and gravel roads weren't labeled, and they'd had to follow precise mileage-based directions given to them by the county sheriff to find the house hidden deep in the forest. Mercy noted the fireproof metal roof and the sandbags stacked 6 feet high against the front of the house. The tired-looking cabin was far from any neighbors, but close to a natural spring. Mercy approved.
"What's with the sandbags?" Eddie muttered. "We're at an elevation of 4,000 feet.
Mass. Mass stops bullets and slows the bad guys. And sandbags are cheap."
"So he was nuts."
"He was prepared."
She'd smelled a light.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?